July 5th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. New Zealand's own The Brunettes. They're a great indie rock band out of New Zealand, and I love The Brunettes. That song was called The Record Store. It's from their brand new album, Mars Loves Venus, which just came out June 28th. It's a couple band. It's a band with a girl and a guy that they're going out, and they do great songs. Sometimes the guy sings, sometimes the girl sings, and sometimes they sing together, sometimes duets. It's really great stuff, so you can go to their website. Look for links on my website, thesoundsinmyhead.com, for the links to the Brunettes website, where you can find out all about them, read their bio, listen to song samples. You can listen to samples of every single song from that album and from some of their other records, and you can buy it right there from their website, and they'll ship it to you wherever you live. So, that's great stuff. Up next, it's the Detroit lo-fi indie rock band Slumber Party does a remix of a song they put on their latest album, 3. The song is called Electric Boots. You can listen to it in the iTunes Music Store. Look for links again on the site. But the version I'm going to put on is actually called Electric Boots Remix Brown Rice versus Young Soul Rebels Sound System from the Kill Rockstars compilation Track and Fields. It's a follow-up to the Kill Rockstars compilation Field and Streams. The difference between Track and Fields and Fields and Streams is that Field and Streams was really good, and Track and Fields was a bit of a disappointment. Slumber Party's remix of Electric Boots is definitely the finest thing on the two-disc compilation, so I would say, you know, be cautious when buying the Kill Rock Stars Tracks and Fields. You have to really like this song, which I do, which made it worth it. So check it out, Detroit's Slumber Party with their song Electric Boots Remix. Where else but the sounds in my head?
Freedom Kit. 12 different size flags you can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 different flags. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your car. Stick them in your windows. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag, eat it. Special edible flags. Flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. So order today, all flags made by Chinese prison labor.
He started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. Someone said with a cold hard chest, "You're a mess." He woke up at night. He thought he was twice. He was moving away. Call me He's walking along with his soul in his lungs. You stare at him long, you can find a new song. Everyone thinks they've got him in praise, but you're still miles away. You're still.
That was Dallas's 24-member, unbelievably great, The Polyphonic Spree. If you have never seen The Polyphonic Spree live, then you owe it to yourself, even if you're a bad person, to go see The Polyphonic Spree live, because it's that amazing. You've got the horn section, the string section, the choir, the theremin, the kettle drums, Tim DeLauter in the front standing on top of the speaker, dancing and cheering, and it's unbelievable. You're gonna love this show if you go see The Polyphonic Spree live. I can guarantee you, because it's a surefire winner. Anyway, back to what we just played. That was the song Hold Me Now from their soon to be released, comes out on July 13th. It's the new album Together We're Heavy, which is a really good album. It's actually a considerably better album than the beginning stages of their several years ago release that was, you know, like recorded in a shoebox or something, which I don't know how you fit 24 band members into a shoebox, but they did, and it sounded like it. So this new one, Together We're Heavy, is super, super good. It works great as an album, it flows, it's recorded stunningly, it's super fantastic. If you like that song, Hold Me Now, it's the new single off the album, but the rest of it, trust me, it's really good. I've listened to it a lot, and I love it. It's so, so good. You're gonna love Together We're Heavy, which comes out on the 13th. You can go pre-order it at Amazon or look for links on the website at thesoundsofmyhead.com for all the other pertinent links you might need. Okay, lastly, we're gonna end with a band called Luna. You might have heard of Luna because they've been around for like 14 years. And they're certainly not a new act. They're a rock solid act is what they are. They're a band you can trust to deliver the goods, because every time you buy a Luna record and you listen to it the first time, you're like, oh, sounds like Luna. And then you listen to it a few more times and you're like, sounds like the best music ever, because it's really good. Dean Wareham is the guy behind Luna. He's the singer who delivers the goods in the songs that deliver the goods. That's how I put it, to be very uncreative. Closed cover before striking was their 2003 EP, which this song, Astronaut, is from. It's my favorite song off the EP. It's their most recent release. They do have a new album coming out in September, which I'm sure I'll play a cut from as soon as I get it. So check out Luna and Astronaut from Closed Cover Before Striking on The Sounds in My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Cuban Mambo by Perez Prado and The Beach by New Order. And right now I'm talking over Kid Koala's roll credits. If you want to hear your music on The Sounds in My Head, or if you want to have any questions addressed, comments, you don't like the fact that I use your music, hey, that's cool. Like, let me know. Daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.